Welcome to No Longer Conformed. I'm Eric Garthy, and we are studying true Christianity, Bible bits from 1 John. In this session, we'll be looking at 1 John chapter 3 and verse 14, people made whole. What should Jesus' church be? Ministry where people are made whole. In its broadest sense, salvation means to bring wholeness. James 5 and verse 15, and the prayer of faith will save the sick, and the Lord will raise him up, and if he has committed sins, he will be forgiven. The word translated save here is translated heal in other places. The church must practice forgiveness no matter must practice grace and forgiveness no matter how miserably people have sinned. There are three guarantees which must be established. A guarantee that people will be loved, no exceptions. A guarantee that people will be accepted, no reservation. And a guarantee that people will be forgiven, no bitterness. If these guarantees are not evident, people will not trust us with their lives. First, people will be loved. 1 John 3:14. We know that we pass from death to life because we love the brethren. He who does not love his brethren abides in death. Agape love is commitment, and it operates independently of how we feel or do not feel. John 3:16 does not say, "For God so loved the world that he sat in heaven and did nothing." When Jesus dealt with Nicodemus, he met him where he was and brought him to understanding and helped him see God's love. A church that learns how to love becomes a mission force for God. Second, people will be accepted. Luke chapter 5, verse 27 to verse 32. You see, acceptance is love in action. What kind of people are accepted in your church and ministry? Notice Jesus interacting with Levi in Luke chapter 5, verse 27 down to 32. After these things, he went out and saw a tax collector named Levi sitting at the tax office, and he said to him, "Follow me." And so he left all, rose up, and followed him. Then Levi gave him a great feast in his own house. And there were a great number of tax collectors and others who sat down with them. And their scribes and Pharisees complained against his disciples, saying, "Why do you eat and drink with the tax collectors and sinners?" Jesus answered and said to them, "Those who are well have no need of a physician, but those who are sick. I have not come to call the righteous, but sinners to repentance." The church should state, we are going to love and accept people, and if you don't want to love people, you're in the wrong place. This church is going to love people. Because we're loved, we must love. Yet acceptance is not license to continue in sin. We do not condone sin. We simply accept people where they are and lead them to where they need to be in Christ. If they can't go to the church of Jesus Christ, where can they go? Jesus accepts us though we have much in our lives that offend his holiness. If we're accepted by him, who are we to reject others? And then third, people will be forgiven. Ephesians 4:32. And be kind to one another, tender-hearted, forgiving one another, even as God in Christ forgave you. Someone said forgiveness is to stop playing God. Romans 12:19 tells us that God is the one who repays, so I don't have to. Beloved, do not avenge yourselves, but rather give place to wrath. For it is written, "Vengeance is mine, I will repay," says the Lord. Luke 637. Look at that. And release people from your prison system. Luke 6:37, judge not and you shall not be judged. Condemn not and you shall not be condemned. Forgive and you will be forgiven. Visit Jesus Christ again with that woman that's caught in adultery. John chapter 8, verse 1 down to verse 12. But Jesus went to the Mount of Olives. Now early in the morning he came again into the temple, and all the people came to him, and he sat down and taught them. Then the scribes and the Pharisees brought to him a woman caught in adultery. And when they had set her in the midst, they said to him, Teacher, this woman was caught in adultery, in the very act. Now Moses in the law commanded us that such should be stoned. But what do you say? This they said, testing him, that they might have something of which to accuse him. But Jesus stooped down and wrote on the ground with his finger as though he did not hear. So when they continued asking him, he raised himself up and said to them, He who is without sin among you, let him throw a stone at her first. And again, he stooped down and wrote on the ground. And then those who heard it, being convicted by their conscience, went out one by one, beginning with the oldest, even to the last. And Jesus was left alone, and the woman standing in the midst. When Jesus had raised himself up and saw no one but the woman, he said to her, Woman, where are those accusers of yours? Has no one condemned you? And she said, No one, Lord. And Jesus said to her, Neither do I condemn you. Go and sin no more. And then Jesus spoke to them again, saying, I am the light of the world. He who follows me shall not walk in darkness, but have the light of life. Here's a warning. If we operate in the context of love, acceptance, and forgiveness, we might be called garbage collectors, but Jesus found all of us in the garbage heap and recycled us, transforming the stench of sin into the fragrance of heaven. If we're not open to business, someone else will be. Where is God going to put garbage that needs recycling if he can't drop it on our steps? When love, acceptance, and forgiveness prevail, the church becomes a mission force for God. And every church has a choice of being either a mission force or a mission field. There are no other options. What will your church be? Your attitude toward outsiders will determine what kind of church and ministry you'll be. Mission force or mission field. Surrender to an attitude of love, acceptance, and forgiveness, and God will send the world to your door. You have a great day.